Fangoria Presents The Narrow Caves is brought to you by Shudder. Shudder is the Netflix for horror, where you can stream great thrillers, horror, and suspense for $4.99 a month or just $49.99 for the entire year. I watched a few Stephen King movies on Shudder this weekend, including Pet Sematary, Cujo, and Salem's Lot. I'm also pretty excited to watch some Alfred Hitchcock films that I haven't seen. They have all types of movies and series, from the classics to modern favorites, and even some originals too, like A Discovery of Witches that hit Shudder on January 17th. And they add new shows and films weekly. To try Shudder for free for 30 days, go to Shudder.com and use promo code CAVES. That's Shudder.com. Promo code CAVES. That's Shudder.com. Promo code CAVES. The following contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on The Narrow Caves.
She had some kind of schizophrenic episode. The last time I saw her, she was raving. It was night, and I was alone in my room. There was a man. Someone's on our property.
Did you get a good look at his face or his eyes?
He was pretty far away.
That your father's reactions to what happened were a bit peculiar.
Hey! Who are you? And why are you here?
I'm turning on the light.
Don't. Walter?
Yeah? It's me. What happened?
I'm not sure. I woke up chained to the floor. Are you chained up?
Yeah. By rope. Where are we?
Underground. In some cave, I think.
How long have we been here?
I can't tell. Maybe a few hours. Maybe a lot more.
Oh, damn it.
What?
Sweat dripped in my eyes.
You might be bleeding. You got hit really hard.
I can feel the bruise. Oh, yeah, it's blood. What's going on here?
I don't know.
No idea at all?
Oh.
We'll figure something out. If you wanted to kill us, we'd already be dead, so it's not hopeless, okay?
Okay.
Have you tried calling for help?
I did. But I think that we're too far away for anyone to hear.
Well, I'm gonna... Did you see that?
Yes.
Somebody's coming.
Fangoria presents The Narrow Caves. Written by S. Craig Zahler. Directed by Keith Reynolds. Starring Wyatt Russell, Lily Simmons, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Will Patton as the narrator.
Chapter 6.
A flickering light draws nearer and faintly illuminates the space. This vast underground cavern is filled with large stalagmites, tapering spikes of rock that point towards the ceiling. Walter is tied to the base of one of these natural columns. Thick ropes bind his neck, torso, waist, arms, and legs in a cocoon-like manner to the protuberance. Blood runs from his forehead over his right eyelid and down his cheek. All that he wears are boxer shorts and dirty tube socks. 50 feet away, and in the middle of a crater, stands Ruby, whose ankles are fettered to each other and to a thick iron post that is embedded in the rock. Her bare feet and lips are bloodied, and her black nightgown is torn in many places. Eyes adjusting, Ruby and Walter survey the vicinity. It is at this time that the pale woman notices something.
Walter! Do you see this?
The lanky fellow looks at the pale woman, who then raises her right hand and points. In the indicated direction and upon the left wall of the 2-yard-deep, 40-foot-wide crater is a dark round hole that is roughly 5 feet in diameter. Walter and Ruby stare at this ominous portal, which seems like the burrow of a very large animal.
What do you think?
Darkness fills the cavern as the distant light disappears.
Oh, shit. It sounds like we're near a body of water. Maybe the lake that's on your property?
I don't think anything like this exists, sir.
The light reappears and outlines the mouth of a far-off rock tunnel. Walter and Ruby squint. The figure who carries this radiant object is not yet discernible. Footfalls echo as the orange light grows brighter and larger. Angular shadows that are cast by jutting spears of rock move slowly about the cavern. The lanky fellow first discerns the distant walker.
Christ.
Striding toward the captives is the individual who was the filthy man. This naked and milk-white person drips water from his recent bath and is an albino. Held in his right hand is a lantern which underlights his pale visage and staring red eyes. Ruby and Walter gape in uneasy silence at the approaching albino. The nude captor passes by the lanky fellow and strides toward the crater.
Hey!
The albino stops walking at the rim of the depression. 2 yards below and 6 more inward stands Ruby, who balefully stares up at her nude captor.
Stay away from me!
Over here!
The albino's red eyes flicker briefly to Walter and then return to Ruby.
What do you want from us?
The nude captor disregards this loud inquiry and then rests his lamp upon the edge of the depression. Chains rattle as the pale woman backs away.
Don't come near me!
The albino turns away from Ruby, fills his lungs, and calls out into the darkness.
Connie! Connie!
The nude captor sits beside the lamp and rests his calloused milk-white feet on the gradually inclined rim of the depression. Footfalls resonate deep within the cavern and grow louder. Ruby and Walter look in the direction of these sounds. The pale woman feels her stomach knot.
Oh, fuck.
From the darkness and into the lantern light stride 2 more albinos. One of them carries a long knife and wears a ragged purplish-black robe, and the other is nude, but for a necklace and loincloth that are made of rough leather and crab shells. Cradled in the hands of the latter man is a weighty, dark, green, spherical fruit that is the size of a basketball.
What do you want from us?
The robed one and the fruit-bearer join the first albino at the edge of the crater in which Ruby is confined.
Cuddly, Rakaji Anna.
Kari Kedge.
The robed one inserts the tip of his knife into the dark green gourd that is held by the fruit bearer and scores a large X. Walter and Ruby look away from this ritual and at each other in confusion.
Karlafan Krikaj.
The fruit bearer hands the dark green gourd to the first albino and departs with the robed one. Both men leave the sphere of light and are absorbed by the darkness. With long fingernails, the nude captor picks at the sliced exterior of the dark green gourd and peels back a layer of porous skin. Below lies moist, gray fruit flesh.
What is that thing?
I'm not sure. A melon, maybe?
The albino peels away the last of the fruit's outer skin. Lantern light glimmers upon gray, mucoidal flesh. The nude captor inserts three of his long fingers into the gourd. Fruit slurps and gurgles as he withdraws a pair of black pits that look like small pine cones. These he discards. After rotating the gourd 180 degrees, the albino withdraws two more pits. These click against the cavern floor and bounce into darkness. Milky fluid drains from the holes in the fruit flesh. Leaving the lantern at the edge, the albino enters the crater and carries the gourd toward Ruby, who then retreats.
Kijakri.
Leave me alone.
Kijakri.
Setting the gourd upon the ground, the nude captor walks toward the pale woman. Her rattling fetters clank taut upon the pole and halt her retreat.
Shit.
Kijakri.
The albino motions for Ruby to walk to the gourd. Frightened, the pale woman shakes her head and remains still.
Leave her alone!
The albino again motions to the gourd. Unresponsive, Ruby remains at the far end of her chain-link tether.
Come over here, asshole!
Walter struggles against his ropes to no avail. The albino lunges across the gap, seizes Ruby's left wrist, and twists her arm 180 degrees. Her knees and face smack against the stone floor. The nude captor squeezes the pale woman's wrist. Veins become visible all along the extended limb, and her hand turns bluish red. Tears stream down her red face. The albino increases the pressure on Ruby's arm. Veins darken to a purplish hue, and her hand turns blue. The albino releases his grip, and Ruby pitches forward onto her stomach. Gasping, she curls up.
Kijakri.
The albino turns away and motions for Ruby to follow him to the gourd. Shaking, sweating, and bleary-eyed, the pale woman rises to her feet and follows her nude captor. She bends her injured arm and clenches her fist as she walks in an effort to restore circulation. Blue veins start to fade beneath her flushed skin. The albino reaches the peeled gourd. This gray fruit is then raised from the ground and offered to Ruby. Milky fluid drips from the holes in its surface. Intimidated, the pale woman accepts the gourd. Her mouth wrinkles, and she turns her head.
It smells like excrement.
The albino pantomimes eating.
He wants you to eat it.
I know. But I don't think I can.
Ruby looks at the burrow hole that looms on the far wall of the crater, but the albino interposes himself between her and this opening. He slaps her across the face.
Stop hurting her!
The pale woman brings the gourd to her reddened face, smells the putrescent fruit flesh, and gags.
I can't eat that.
The white hand smacks Ruby's face. Teary-eyed and shaking, she looks at her nude captor, who again pantomimes eating.
Go to hell.
The albino does not respond to the imprecation. His hand comes up for another blow. Angrily, Ruby raises the gourd to her mouth, shuts her eyes, and bites deep. Fibers crunch. Milky fluid drips from her chin. Hastily, she turns her face away from the foul fruit. Ruby convulses. Determined not to vomit, she chews, swallows hard, and masters her sickness. The albino points to the gourd and then to Ruby's stomach. This gesture he repeats three times in a row.
I have to eat it all.
Kijakri.
The nude captor climbs out of the crater and departs. His lantern remains at the edge of the depression. The pale woman looks at the bite mark in the gourd. Underneath the gray flesh is a layer of wet and mossy white fur and a core of black jelly. Ruby averts her gaze from the putrescent meal, which she then drops on the floor.
I can't eat anymore.
If my hands were free, I'd eat it for you. thrown in that hole.
Convulsing, the pale woman drops to her knees. Her eyes land on the hideous gourd, and she averts her gaze. Ruby looks at the burrow hole. Within the darkness, something clicks. Startled, she clambers away from the ominous opening.
Something's alive in there.
What?
I can't tell.
Then throw the fruit somewhere else. This place is huge. Mr. Milk and his pal shouldn't be able to find it if you throw it far enough.
The pale woman reclaims the gourd, raises it over her head, and hurls it into the darkness. Shortly after, the spinning, dripping fruit disappears from the sphere of light. A distant splat echoes. Mildly relieved, Ruby takes a deep breath and looks again at the burrow hole. Nothing moves within the opening.
How's your arm?
The pale woman bunches up the fingers of her left hand.
A little numb. And my throat and stomach are burning from the stuff I swallowed.
Can you make yourself vomit?
I don't know.
Sweat drips down Ruby's face and into her eyes. With the back of her right hand, she wipes away moisture. Eyelids flicker.
It's getting hotter in here, right? And darker.
Lie down. Just lie down.
The pale woman lies upon the bottom of the crater. Her gaze lands upon the burrow hole, and she turns her head in the other direction. She holds her pained stomach with both hands and closes her heavy eyelids.
Ruby?
Scruffier and thinner Walter awakens and looks toward the crater where Ruby lies face down on the rock.
Ruby?
Yeah?
What are those chains on your ankles made out of?
Ruby raises her head and Walter flinches. The pale woman's face and neck are noticeably swollen, and a shiny yellowish hue colors her skin. Bleary eyes appraise the metal fetters.
Looks like iron.
You think you can get to that lantern?
Ruby turns her bloated head and looks at the edge of the depression where sits the lantern.
It's too far away for me to reach.
The lanky fellow ruminates for a moment.
If you took off your nightgown, tore it lengthwise, and weighed it down, went in like a fishing line, you might be able to reach it, right?
Why do I need the lantern?
She could hold one of the chain links in the flame and heat it up so that you could bend it and break it.
Ruby looks toward the burrow hole.
Does that sound come from that hole?
It is.
The pale woman clambers backward across the crater until her rattling fetters clank. From out of the burrow hole rolls the putrescent gourd. The partly smashed fruit is now covered with dirt.
No.
Walter hears footfalls and looks in the direction of the sound. From the far-off darkness strides the albino.
Mr. Milk's coming back. If you can knock him out, make him your prisoner, we might be able to force a deal with the others.
How?
300 feet remain between the approaching albino and the edge of the crater.
Stay on the ground. Prone. And when he gets near you, I'll yell to distract him. Pull his legs out from under. If he doesn't hit his head on something hard, do it for him.
Water drips, and footfalls echo as the nude captor walks toward the crater.
When I yell.
Worried, the pale woman nods her head.
I'll try.
Be careful.
Walter and Ruby watch the albino stride across the remaining 100 feet and reach the edge of the depression. His red irises fix upon the crushed gourd. The nude captor glares at the pale woman, who then prostrates herself on the ground. The man leaps into the crater and strides toward his captive. Heart racing, Walter watches the tableau. Ruby eyes the albino's ankles from her prostrated position. The nude captor soon reaches the pale woman, and the lanky fellow yells.
Help!
Ruby lunges forward, encircles milk-white ankles with her arms, and pulls back. Unbalanced, the nude captor falls and smacks his head upon the floor. Yelling, Ruby leaps on top of the albino, straddles him, and grabs his neck. The nude captor opens his brown-toothed mouth and bites her left breast. Ruby jerks back, tips over, and flops onto the rock. Her hands clutch her bleeding bosom. The albino rolls onto his side, wipes his blood-stained lips, and rises to his feet. His red eyes glare at the prone captive as he proceeds toward the gourd. The nude captor leans over, scoops up the squashed fruit, and carries this dripping mass to the pale woman, who is currently raising her dazed head. The albino kneels and sets the gourd directly in front of Ruby. Tears drip from her eyes, but she keeps her mouth pressed firmly shut. Bound to the stalagmite, Walter impotently watches the grim confrontation. The albino grabs a handful of black hair and pinches Ruby's nose. For a ponderous moment, dark brown eyes stare at ones that are bright red. Unable to breathe, Ruby gasps. Her face is slammed into the gourd and held there by two strong milk-white hands. Lacking options, Ruby sucks the mashed innards into her system. Black jelly, gray fibers, and white sludge fill her mouth and are swallowed without chewing. Slurping, the pale woman ingests another large mouthful. Her body convulses. She's about to retch.
Let go of her, you sick fuck!
The albino raises Ruby's head by the hair, places the palm of his left hand securely over her mouth, and pinches her nostrils shut with his thumb and forefinger. Again, the pale woman convulses. Walter looks away. Mouth and nose held fast by the albino, Ruby gurgles. Her yellowing face turns bright red, and tears pour from her eyes. Not one drop of the hideous meal is disgorged. Again she convulses, and again she relaxes. This wave of nausea passes. The albino releases Ruby, who then gasps for air. Her face is slammed into the gelatinous and furry remainder of the gourd. Like a beaten dog, the pale woman eats.
Been listening to The Narrow Caves, written by S. Craig Zoller, directed by Keith Reynolds, produced by Dallas Saunier and Keith Reynolds, executive producer Will Evans, featuring Wyatt Russell, Lily Simmons, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Will Patton as the narrator, co-starring Hunter Hargrave, Lindsey Graham, Ann Beyer, Sarah Ragsdale, Mike Schrader, Ian Ferguson, Rico Fajardo, Jeannie Tirado, Eric Vale, Jeffrey Schmidt, Aaliyah Tavakolian, John Michael Tatum, Christopher Sabat, and Brandon Potter. Sound design, Foley, and sound mix by Lindsey Graham. Original score by Binary Reptile.
in the next chapter.
Ruby, what was...
My mother was here. She crawled out of there. She told me about my ancestors.
Ow! Stop, 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 stop! Wake up! Wake up!
Your daughter's dying. Or dead. Because of your secrets, you lying asshole.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite shows. Follow Fangoria on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fangoria.